Cari fratelli e sorelle, in quest'ultima domenica che trascorro a Castel Gandolfo, desidero salutare cordialmente l'intera comunità cittadina.
Pope Benedict's last Sunday Angelus from his summer residence began with a warm thanks to the people of Castel Gandolfo. The Holy Father said he was deeply touched by the welcome the small community had reserved for him. From his balcony overlooking the town square, Pope Benedict went on to speak to the gathered crowds on the theme of charity. He said it had a unique role to play within the mystery of the Eucharist.
Oggi vorrei porre in luce il legame tra l'Eucaristia e la carità.
He told those drawn to hear him that charity is not simply an act of benign giving, but that charity is, above all, a sign of how God's love moves the human heart, to give of itself to others, and in doing so, to God himself.
L'intera esistenza terrena di Gesù,
in the Eucharist, Christ's gift of himself, he said, is the supreme example of this. It is a unique act of love, and so we can summarize our faith in these words.
Jesus Caritas, Gesù Amore.
Following the Angelus blessing, as is tradition, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in various languages. Turning to English, the Holy Father had words of comfort and prayers for the victims, rescuers, and all those affected by Hurricanes Rita and Katrina in the United States.
I greet all the English-speaking visitors present at today's Angelus. Our thoughts go especially to those who are affected by the natural disasters in the United States and other parts of the world. I invite you to join me in prayer to the Lord for all who suffer, for the victims and their loved ones, and for the rescue workers. May God grant them consolation and strength in their trials.
Hurricane Rita plowed into the Mexican Gulf Coast early Saturday, causing widespread damage but less harm than initially feared. It renewed flooding in the now largely deserted city of New Orleans, already gutted by Hurricane Katrina earlier in the month. But as Storm Rita recedes, rescue operations are underway across Texas and Louisiana, so far with only one death reported. Hundreds of thousands of men, women and children spared by an early evacuation are now making their way home. Before finishing Sunday, Pope Benedict looked forward to two appointments in the coming week, World Day for Tourism and World Day for the Seas.
Dopodomani sarà celebrata la giornata mondiale del turismo.
The Holy Father appealed that the growing phenomenon of world tourism be flanked by an increased respect for peoples and cultures, which he said favors dialogue and comprehension. Pope then greeted the many men and women who work on the world's seas. Next Thursday, he said, they will have a special place in his prayers.
Grazie per tutto. Una buona domenica. Grazie, arrivederci. Grazie.